Let's do the Miles fight, man.
You want Miles now?
Just may as well do the Miles fight.
That would be interesting at this
point. Oh, do you know what we should do? Dan verse from my left. All four of them.
Who's the fourth? Dazza.
Oh, come on, man.
I got to fight Specs. I have to, bro. It's that's the filthy V's to my left, bro. That's
if
the,
you
that's
add weight, you could fight Tico as well.
Nah.
So why don't you go then?
Why don't you?
It wouldn't make sense. I'm seeing you.
Look at you, man.
I'm seeing you in the beat.
It don't make sense. It was like, why are you fighting me? I'll be confused.
Are you crazy?
Like, bro, we don't even.
So hold on. So you're trying to tell me. So if someone signs for United this summer. What, when they play City, it's, oh, you lot,
no,
been
but
here.
It's
brother, you're
you know
here,
here,
bro.
I'm here.
Yes, you're here, so what are you going to do, bro?
wait.
I'm here.
I said I'm here, but you have to understand, there's other men at the table that need to get swinging.
Who?
Before me.
Who? No.
Who? Cool names.
It's not about that. It's about weight classes, bro. You're there for Tigo.
And me.
No, don't worry. KG, who are you fighting on YouTube then?
Ooh.
Yeah, who would you fight?
Ah, I've called a few people out. Still.
Have you?
Yeah, remember I called out True Jordy. Now we
put together.
I'll smack him up, bro. Fight him, bro. London V's mountain people.
Yeah. I'm Scientology, me, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise and who?
We believe aliens brought us
They
here.
Believe that God is the space.
I believe that we're the aliens.
No, we are. Well,
we are, kind of.
Yeah.
We aren't, but some people are.
So you believe that Tom Cruise is the number one on the planet? Because I'm sure that's what Scientology is. He's the top one. Like
he's the one that found the files. So like in 1,000 years, he's gonna be their Jesus, right? Now, because remember Jesus, then.
But there's such a small number of us that I could probably go down as somebody.
So you're gonna be like one of the main ones as well.
Yeah, like.
And if you get in there from now, you could be in there.
I 100% know. That you are not doing it because you have to pay.
You have to pay to be a Scientologist.
It's clearly you're broke.
How much?
It's clearly you're broke.
Are you saying that? Wait, that's mad.
Stay out of my business. I'm Scientology, bro. I'm broke for religion,
and
bro.
The more you pay, the higher you go up the ranks.
Is it?
Oh!
That's so right.
Oh, look at that. No.
No, but now I'm thinking this is just a cult.
I dropped a song with a Mobile Award winner called Good Measure. It's out.
Scorcher.
Well done. No.
He's saying big up on my
is
mobile,
it like
yeah.
A studio, is it a studio clap situation? Do we clap
this?
Hold on,
you didn't get. Are you claiming the mobile?
I'm claiming the mobile.
Hey, he's claiming the mobile assist.
Yeah.
The mobile assist?
Yes, yeah. Assisted it. I crossed that bullying.
When did you do that tune?
Why?
You know what he's going to try to say? You're dark.
When did you do that tune?
He's going to say when you did it, you weren't a mobile winner.
Quite a while ago.
What I was going to know, and it's not horrible. No. We had him at our table.
Yeah.
You lot are clapping him now he's won the mobile. Why didn't you clap him before?
We did clap him.
Because you can't clap him before you know
that's
he won
what I'm
it.
Saying. Wait. No one clapping, no one.
No, we applauded him. Yeah, we applauded him at the table.
Round of applause, bro.
For being a mobile nominee.
Is it?
Yeah, we applauded him for being a mobile nominee. He kicked off.
Cold,
he kicked he's off about Ange. That's the episode, yeah.
But he still went on to win a mobile.
If I won 500 mil, Dan, how much would you? How much should I give you?
What's going on? Because someone asked me this yesterday about if he won 50 mil.
Okay. Was that what you get for the mobiles?
No.
Well, I was about to make a tune, bro. I'm about to make a tune right now. Scorch remix.
Right, if he won 500 mil. I would, on a humble thing, just ask for a mil.
Yeah. All right, Nakai, cool. He's asked for a mil. Do you lot think you should get a mil now too?
Yeah.
I'm a new friend, so I don't know what the... I'll be like, raw, swear down. If you, whatever you gave me, I'm like, yo.
Because you gave him a mil, I understand finances. Give me 850.
Oh, you're underselling yourself,
I just reckon we all got to get a mil. There's not that many Steve-O, of us anymore.
Dan wants a mil off my 500. What do you want?
Right, what I want would be like, or I would
490.
No, yeah, I would want probably 5 mil. I would want that. What would I expect? Probably a mil.
I'd expect a mil.
Yeah. What would I take? a nice trip for the lads to Vegas, but all expenses.
I'll do that.
All expenses.
What do you mean? You think I'm taking that?
Yeah, I'll do
Don't
that.
Just got 500 mil. You think I'm letting him just take me Vegas?
Now, Steve, I know what you mean, but on the plane, we're like, this is all he's giving us.
No, listen, it's not that. You see, when we get there, Then we start saying Geordie, so wagwan.
I'll be honest, you see the money thing? It's already messed us up before. I'm being serious. So like, we got to iron this out. We got to make sure if you get 500 mil, I will take a mil, only because I think that you got things, obviously you're going to have to, family. Congo.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I know that money's going to have to stretch. I'm taking a mil, I would expect more. But that's what I'm going to ask for. I don't want to ask for too much.
Have I ever told you that there was like, I got into a rabbit hole of lottery winners? So it was like top 10 lottery winners that got killed. Top 10 lottery winners.
That got killed?
Yeah. Brother, they all get killed, man. Top 10.
Yeah.
What do you mean they all get killed?
Top 10.
So you win, it's like a Black Widow.
Basically, like my advice to you, I don't know if you're going to win this, but I just feel Sank's in the air, by the way. So my advice to you would be, if it does happen to you, George.
Don't tell him.
I don't think it would happen to a more nicer person, really, little Geordie.
Oh, thank what? You.
You. But let me finish one second. Let me land this. Don't tell no one. Do not tell. Don't tell no one.
Have you seen what they do in Jamaica when they win the lottery? Because obviously they announce it on telly. Bro, man come with big disguises. They got like Halloween masks on and because bro, you get moved.
Yeah. Do not tell no one.
Yeah.
But didn't you see that old man that won it and he was singing on there? Jeeps, coops, they say we're richer. And you seen that old man?
He should have won 500 mil.
Are you going to give anyone money if you won?
Yeah, he would.
Give
how
money?
How would you?
He said, "What? Give money?
How would you share it?
500 m's.
I would fly everyone somewhere, and then
fight for it.
Not fight for it, but obviously there's money there about in it, yeah. And I've got a budget. It could be anything from 300k, yeah, up to 3 million. What are you doing with your money? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Nah, if your story...
Oh, so
if
you're trying to Dragon's Den with the man then? Man says, I'm out. Like, Dragon's Den. Dragon's Den, you know, man.
Yeah, if your story don't hit with me, you're getting 300K.
Bro, I'll go on ChatGPT. Enjoy your holiday. Yeah, come up with the maddest carbon fiber shoes.
No, bro.
That's what I'm making. You can run. You can walk.
All right. You're getting 300K. You know why? I'm not hearing no business.
Carbon fiber shoes.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen to my business model.
No. Go ahead. Lippy, pitch to Loons now.
All right, cool. So with 300 bags, I'm not going to be able to get enough prototypes in the market, circulating, sold to athletes.
And you know because of Brexit.
Exactly. Then because of Brexit. This, we're talking about carbon fiber shoes. There's already football boots that got carbon fiber. Imagine whole boot carbon fiber.
Mad.
Bulletproof.
All right. Nah.
Kevlar boot.
Yeah. Let me tell you, no metatarsal injuries.
Right, Trust me, bro.
All right, let me tell you, yeah.
Go on.
Like, this is one of my ploys to see who's can potentially get 3 million. Yeah. Anyone with a business plan, like to make something that don't exist,
You're getting the low dough
because this is not why we're
here. That don't make sense.
If you say, yo, I need to buy mumsy, yo, my house.
You want sob stories?
I got
sob stories for this.
Less.
Undercover boss.
Undercover boss.
Man's telling me he's going to build a helicopter out of matchsticks.
Does anybody here play the lottery? Because we should.
My girl does.
I said anybody here.
Well, me, innit?
By the way, guys, Poet had tea with Timzy on YouTube. It's out now.
Again?
Love tea with Timzy, innit?
Tea with Timzy. What tea did you have, Poet?
Mint. Is it? Tea. Oh, you got a choice of tea.
Did you have any chocolates? Because I have got chocolates that I wanted to share with the boys.
Ferrero Rochers.
No.
Let me have one.
The Lilies and... Oh my God, where's my bag?
Who's Lily O'Brien? I know her.
Bewitched.
I got something else. It's Dan. You ready for this? This is for Dan, yeah? This is for
everyone. Is that the Bewitched Girls chocolate?
Boom.
No. You're in camp. Nope.
Yeah, no, but do you know what? I'm already close to the weight. I just need to get strong.
No.
Wait. Unbelievable. If you like sweets, try them.
Can I ask a question, Steve-O? You're like one of the only people that can source sweets like this.
Yeah.
Without, like, you only get stuff like that from the airport.
Norway?
Where have you been?
Portugal.
Huh?
Ready?
What?
Long story. Long story. Long story. Long story.
Long story. Long story. What?
You thought my connections were bad, didn't it?
No.
How many did you take?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Bro, you all got poet coming here. This is ridiculous, you man.
But this is, come on, this is at the start of class, man. The kid
this is the
inside.
Most diligent I've ever been.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Boys.
Oh, I'm on. Yeah, I'm diligent, bro.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Oh. That's a madness.
Boys, you know we just realised, or not we, I just realised KG's here.
Where the That's you, mad, isn't it? I was injured,
bro.
Wait,
no, KG, don't follow me.
All right, let me land.
Don't I follow you?
Let's do.
No way, man.
That's let's mad. Do something.
Wait, wait. Let's understand what's going on because there's
don't worry, cool. man. We'll sort that off camera.
Lippy, what's wrong?
I want to know how many points were dropped since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
So I want to need. No, wanna, no, no, no.
Are
wait.
We doing that? Is this yes, how it's we're getting a phone? No, because you stopped. I tried to call you. You don't answer my phone calls.
Because, brother, I wait for the match.
No.
Why am I?
Bro, I've called him bare times,
let me finish,
bro.
Let me finish.
And that's a mad thing.
You were
done
here
you
last
know?
Week. Nah, last wasn't. Week, yeah. Hairline sprayed on.
Yeah.
See, this week, I got to show them experience. You see what you lot are going through? Do you know why? What you lot are going through? Not as bad as you lot. I've been through that, bro.
You haven't been through
you
this.
You got to face it. Yes, you have. Bro,
you haven't, look, no one's been through
we've
this.
We've been losing every week.
KG, just so, I want to, we haven't heard from you yet.
You didn't even chat to man.
Are you Amarin in
I'm Amarin in.
Why?
There's no reason to it.
Okay.
There's no reason to it. I haven't seen anything. I haven't, like, literally, I haven't seen anything, but we ain't got the finances to even to get rid of him anyway. We're still paying off 10.
We can't afford to
We can't afford to. It's bread and soup, bro. It's bread and soup. Who are we sacking?
Are you, I heard you, is this fruit thing real? Like, they took away the lunch and now you get
lunch
fruit.
Has changed. You're not getting what, they rolled back the vouchers. You know people getting £100 vouchers at the end. They changed back the parking as well. Everything's collapsed. So right now, even if you don't like this manager, learn to love him.
You know who you need? Captain Conan.
Oh, yeah, Safeways.
Safeways, on my team. Come on, stop this.
No, we need to save.
Bro, we're finished, bro. Right now, we're getting through it. But what makes me happy, I said, this is the week to come back. Arsenal's thing is done.
Destroying
I said,
rebuild.
I'll be here, right,
no,
bro.
No, calm down. Don't worry. Don't jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. This is the week to come back. Are you Maresca out?
Yes.
Whoa.
This is a mature man. You, man, are kids.
And that leads me to the episode. As you know, boys, the season's done.
Yeah.
Let's have it right. Congrats. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Well done. Come shake my hand, man.
I attached me.
You had glasses on early still.
It's not over till it's over.
It's over. But we're going to talk about the best and worst takes we've had at this table. The best and worst takes that the boys have had at this table. You had a lot of faith in Maresca at the start.
I'll tell you what I have faith in. Good performances. And do you know what I also have faith in? The tides of time. I'm being serious. Like, listen, you see, nothing goes up for too long, forever. Nothing goes
what
down.
What is that?
Well, I told you.
Listen, just throw down the table when someone's chatting.
Hold on, wait, hold on. Sure is that my man? Hold on.
Is that my man?
Hold on. Wait, I know him.
Who's my man? Mr. Poopy.
No, man. Mr. Hanky.
What, from South Park?
South Park. He's a little piece of
Is that my man?
Hiya! Hiya! Him and the man and Towley, who Towley is.
Focus on your,
him and Towley.
Focus on your team, bro.
KG's not here for it.
Right now, land. Tell us it because you're trying it. You said you're in the title, you're going to win
I'll
the
I'll be honest, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
As a Chelsea fan and as a fan of football, everyone, we all know we're quite reactive, right? When things are going well, it's like, we're good, we're fine. But then things go and we're so. The reality is we went into the championship and got a Leicester manager who hasn't ever coached in the Premier League.
That's a fact.
And we expected him to be able to win the Premier League. He hasn't won anything. He hasn't done nothing.
Won the championship.
So in my head, I'm just like, do you know what? We went shopping in Safeways.
Yeah, yeah. And okay, yeah, you did go shopping in Safeways.
We're
true.
A Waitrose kind of team.
But has man ever spent Waitrose money in Aldi? You need 3 cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go home.
But that's what we've been doing.
Exactly.
Because we spent whips. Big money. Yeah. But we got all the chicken thighs. Oh, we got everything.
7 kilos
we can't
of
fit
wings.
In the fridge.
Alone. Just wings. 7 bricks. Bro.
I'm going to run through some takes, boys.
the first take is myself and Marg's rating Xerxia A plus signing in September.
That stinks.
I'll be honest with you.
What plus?
You was lying.
A plus.
Be real.
If I watched, have you watched him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's A plus, man.
What?
Bro, he just floors. He just floors people.
No.
He just floors and megs.
Bro, I'm not trying. Right, let's be real.
Joshua.
The last time. Yeah. The last time, yeah.
That's his name, it's true.
The last time he kicked a ball was that penalty. Yeah? That ain't A plus.
120 minutes. He's tired.
Nah, man. I just think he sees the game. He don't see the game the way the rest of the people's playing the season.
Yeah, because he's got elite mentality.
No, it's
his teammates.
Bro, I don't understand how he's that big and plays where he plays and does nothing. Like, I don't get it.
He does a lot.
Hang about, boys. Last week, only 1 week ago.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
we were saying we can see potential in this kid.
Not me.
Yeah, but did we say he's an A-plus signing?
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That's mental.
What signing? What level do you say there? What level signing you lot saying?
What I said then, by the way. Like, this is getting tired. I'm getting tired of this, boys. Like, we have to...
Listen to you.
Not even listen to me, but okay, we have I'm to asking. Be real. You could see the geezer come from Bologna.
What was his last bad take? Do we have one?
Oh, he's got a few.
Bad take. Yeah. Hopefully that you bring up my bad takes because I want you to bring up my good takes. Yeah, Curtis Jones.
What? That's not all of this
them.
Is about.
No, bad takes. All of them. Those called bad takes where you can't make it. No, it's bad takes and best takes, rude boy.
All right, cool. Steve-O, listen. It's your time. It's your time. Watch it. Steve-O said Curtis Jones was the best wonder kid in the league.
I'm not a kid.
I said under 23, by the way.
Oh, well, that's wrong either way.
I didn't say that. I said one of the best. This is why it's so mad that you lot disagreed. One of the best under 23s in Europe. That's what I said.
I don't think one of for me is top five to like seven.
Yeah, 10.
You lot name five better than him.
Bet under 23?
Yeah.
Can we name five better than him?
That includes 23-year-olds, yeah?
Yeah.
Saka, this is the league alone. Saka, Cole Palmer. Gravenberch,
Oneri.
Flipping hell. Oneri,
right. Can I say something?
Luke Skelly.
When I say he's one of, and I'm not even joking when I say this, I promise you, I'm thinking the top 50. There's so many good under 23s out there.
It still.
You're saying
you stretched it to 50.
It's crazy, bro. Bro, realistically,
if you're going to the gold,
bro. Boys, is that what that was? When it drops, it's elite.
Listen. You can name, obviously I'm not going to get you to. You think you know 50 under 23.
Brother, I used to do a show called Talking Techers where I traveled around Europe talking to the best youngsters.
But you had a producer
though. I started that in 2017.
No,
I've done the research. Felix and me.
No players are 30 now.
These men are 27 now.
No, not all of them. This is what I'm saying.
Even old, way older.
I can hear you.
Host, bring it back in.
No, okay. All right, boys, let Steve-O land.
When you do a Golden Boys, it's a top 50. They are the top 50 under 23s. That's what I'm saying. So when I'm saying Curtis, when I'm saying it, I'm telling you, that's what I meant, innit?
So, can I ask a question?
And so when it wasn't that far out.
Can I ask
out.
A question though? Like effectively.
You asked the question, then I got a question.
You see, when you came to that, did you put the spreadsheet together and gave it all to the man them and said, this is who we're talking about?
No.
Was it you? So who done the research?
I didn't need to do research. I watched the games. And he's a Liverpool fan that exactly. watches the games.
Liverpool fan.
How good is he?
What do you think?
Curtis Jones is top tier quality player.
Oh, no.
Definitely.
What he said?
What, top 50 players his age group? Absolutely.
I said one of the top under 23s in Europe.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
So we're back in that take then, boys? We're happy with that?
I don't like how the goalpost got moved. Crazy. But
it's very vague.
It moved. It. Can you do me a favour? Can we all go around and can you name one each, please?
Verse. Done.
Go on. Wicked.
What?
Just name a top under 23. So and see who's at the top of your brains.
Like a Palmer.
Wicked. Go on.
I like Dibbling. I like Yamal.
Dibbling's mad. Dibbling is mad. We can't go. Works, Pele, Maradona, Dibbling.
No, I said your mouth.
Allow it.
I said your mouth. Hey, throw it in.
Dibbling's
I said I like your mouth, and I like Dibbling.
Dibbling's mad.
Dibbling's good. No, he's good. But that's crazy.
When Sadio Mane before Sadio Mane touched your team, we wanted to buy him. And everyone laughed. All the Man United fans said, ha ha, very funny.
So you're calling Dibbling.
I'm just saying, you can't on these men at these small
We're not That's what he said. Bro, right now it's popular. Right now it's popular. If I had that, I'll throw it there.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have got this thrown at you for that, you know.
Why did you not miss your mouth when I said your mouth, though? I said I like your mouth.
Because I was too busy. I was on you for dibbling.
Next take. Yeah. We got a man that's in Mexico as we speak. His name's Margs. He said, if Arsenal don't win the league, you have to sack Arteta.
He's just being toxic, man.
It's understandable. I don't agree with it, but I understand.
I think at this point it's true.
There was a couple of seasons ago that me and Dan done a show, and you remember you said, and it was, you got grilled for it. You said if Pep doesn't win the Champions League, he needs to get the sack. It was as a bold statement as Marg's made about
Arsenal.
I don't
know if I said sack. I think I said he's a failure. He doesn't win the Champions League.
No. You said he's a failure.
Yes, a failure.
Right? Anyway, he won it.
Yeah.
And he become not a failure, legendary, all the rest of it, right? But if you hadn't have done that, it would be looking like what's going on this season, kind of, right? So I'm saying with Arteta, Marks ain't too far off, mate.
He's had the money, he's had the years, he's had the project.
No, but we sat here, this same table, when it was triangle, yeah, and I kind of preferred it that way. Wasn't it? But yeah, but differently, yeah.
I like it, by the way, I like it.
Nah, man, crucifix, kind of. But yeah, nah, differently.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a wrestling formation. Yeah. But differently, what was I saying again?
You're talking about, we sat here earlier, talking
yeah,
about
Tottenham. Yeah, that's it. Tottenham's back line is out. We what? Said because of that, yeah. Nah, don't do that, yeah. They're back four, yeah.
The bum line.
No, but seriously. And we said because their back four's out, we're not allowed to judge them as failures. Our front three's out and Arteta's an idiot.
Since when?
What do you mean since
when?
For a while, bro. Bro, how many games has it been?
I just think he's had a few dress rehearsals. I think he could have won the league one and he should have won it.
Nah, man. It don't work like that,
how
man.
How many fails are you allowed? I get it.
Look,
I get what you're
it
saying.
It don't work like that because end of the day, Pep Guardiola and that City team, when it's rolling, nothing stops it.
No, but what I'm saying is, listen, Arsenal, the first time they the bed.
Are we allowed to say in February that like this title race is over? That's a bit crazy for them being they shouldn't be off right now. Like we're saying the title's done and Arsenal's still here. How?
You see one thing I'm going to say, yeah? To even be second, yeah? Remember where they were 3 seasons ago? These men were fifth, no hoping on Eddie and Ketia, and he dropped short. And if, you know what I'm saying?
No one cares no more.
No, so of course there's no sentiment. I'm for no sentiment in football. But one thing I'm going to say is, yeah, sometimes the grass ain't always greener. And Arsenal fans
have you felt the pressure?
I'm Liverpool.
Have you felt the pressure from Arsenal at any point in the season? Even at any point?
Bro, up until they drew against Forest the other day, I thought it was
super, bro.
I think personally, yeah, I don't think Arsenal can win a league with Arteta. I'm not sure who that person is. This is the year. If you're going to win the league, City are out of it. Yes, Liverpool, they've done well, yeah? But I'm saying, look, you've had 3 bites at the cherry now, and this is the furthest you've been away from it.
Like, who else has had 3 bites at the cherry in this time? No one. So,
this leads me to my next take, where Dan said, signing Calafiori is a curse because you can't win the league with an Italian.
Nah, if we didn't have him, we'll be finished.
Do you lot think you've had the worst title challenging summer window ever?
Did you know why that's kind of hard? I think we're the only title challengers that's had a bad window. Because it's either you go into the season ready with who you've got, Coppa, Kagawa, whoever it is, and then just go win the league. I don't think there's been a team that's been like...
close.
Almost ready and they just don't sort out the problem. I feel like only we've done that.
An obvious problem as well. It's mental.
Okay, but how did you get an obvious problem so wrong in sorting it?
I think where you get your we can't win the league with Mikel, yeah? I think his philosophy is almost like the nine just has to be anyone that just battles and then all the goals come from here and the guys behind.
I hear that. But you see one thing here, as well as the Arsenal fans as well. Remember when at the end of every game when Saka used to that limp? When he's and they go, look at him, that limp's fake. That limp's real. That limp's real.
That limp was real.
I'm saying that Arsenal played that kid 120 minutes in every game.
But he had Ranieri though, so don't that make you look at Arteta?
Ranieri 16 of times. Like I'm saying, like doing it.
No, but that's why it's silly, because he probably didn't buy a right winger because he knew we had Ranieri. Mm. So Ranieri was like 13 at the time.
Yeah,
but do you know what's even madder about that? Just whilst we're sticking on Arsenal, that KG's had one of the worst shouts ever.
And you never came back since.
What? What did he say?
He said, "Is Saka left-footed?"
I know that was intrusive thought, bro. Nah. When you
what a it question?
It's my first draft. It's my first draft. I was sitting there. I chill. This ain't the worst. What we're not gonna do is tell me that this is the worst thing that's been said.
It's the worst question.
That's
asked.
One of the worst things.
I was embarrassed.
No, it's my first draft, bro. I was under pressure, and then people were stealing players, bro. I was trying to win the draft.
Is Saka left-footed?
No, it was a mad thing. But apologies. apologies, bro. All right, wait. Are we finished though?
No, we're not.
No, because you know what? I'm sick of you. You know. I'm sick because you always defend Arsenal, bro. I don't know where it is, bro. As soon as we and then I'll say, but what about your team?
This is stepson. This is stepson.
When are you gonna talk to Arsenal, bro?
Arsenal is stepson.
Them man have been in all these phases.
If you followed me on Twitter, you'd see.
Bro, stop. Okay, apologies.
Did you unfollow him?
I never followed. I'm sorry. I'm gonna start following now, though.
Are you gonna? Do you? I promise you will
unfollow him.
Yeah, you will.
Why is he saying mad stuff?
Mad stuff. He thinks he's 50 Cent.
Ah,
oh. I don't.
You call yourself 50 Pence, bro?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Huh?
Oh, Dan, I had a Garnacho take.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was bad. Do you want to say it?
I'll say it. I said Garnacho would be Chelsea's best winger.
They tried to sign him.
After.
I think they saw Jordy's take and said, you know what?
Let's give it away.
Yeah, let's not do it, man.
They're happy they saved their money.
Are you sure? Because they haven't got a winger they can stand by.
Nah, they're still better than him, man.
They're not.
You've got Neto, Sancho.
No, that's true, but that's not what I'm saying.
Drug brand.
He's Sancho level, basically.
No, he's below. He's below Sancho.
Wait. Garnacho's. Jadon Sancho's better than Garnacho.
Yes. Garnacho's faster than him. That's it.
Wait, Jadon Sancho's better than Garnacho?
Yeah.
Look, KG, don't worry. My Garnacho take was not to big up Garnacho. It was to let man know your wingers ain't it, bro.
But what about yours?
You wanted Garnacho.
We didn't want him.
Yes, you did.
It was a ploy. We were just trying to unsettle him. We didn't even put a bid in.
Pump fake.
We're just unsettling you lot for no reason.
Yeah, cool. Why would you want to unsettle us when we're 15th?
Why not?
What makes you think that they definitely wanted him? Like what I'm saying, what makes you think it wasn't a transfer rumor?
The mirror.
No, not the mirror. This is
football.
This started hitting Ornstein. When Ornstein talks, it's happening.
Nah, man. It didn't happen. Ornstein's a capper, man.
What do you mean it didn't happen? The move didn't happen, yeah, but the inquiries happened.
There were nothing.
The inquiries happened.
We didn't even send an email, man.
You got what happened to man. Remember, as Gunners, Mudryk. You got Mudryk, bro.
Oh, that's because you thought Zinchenko's wife was thinging him.
Wait, let's get this right then. I just want to quickly check this. So what does Jadon do better than Garnacho?
Football.
Women. I saw Karrueche. I saw, women.
On a serious note, yeah, he's a better footballer. Technically sound, feet, can understand the game. You can see
is he effective?
I think they're both.
Yeah, much more.
Jadon's effective.
Yeah. My man, only thing Garnacho has more than Jadon Sancho is pace. That's it.
So we're saying in the Premier League, Jadon Sancho is more effective.
You've asked this question 5 times. We've all said yes.
It is a mid-off.
Like, I know what you're doing because you've been, obviously... Let me learn. Obviously, your lack of, football...
Go on,
experience. Yeah. You're listening
lack
to
lack of football knowledge.
You're not experienced because if you could kick lever, you would understand.
You must have to kick.
You lot are the same age, innit?
I don't know.
We're the same age.
Okay.
Really?
No, I'm just checking.
D-Block, Styles P, that's what you listen to. That's
He didn't even say footballers. A man would have said... You say football.
No, I'm saying how to say to know what if you're in the same. No, I'm saying how you know you're on the same. Like you listen to the same music. If you listen to the same music, you should
Hackney
know
Marsh
you're from the same era.
Man said rappers.
All right, wait, but let's get back in the room though, because what's happening at this table is kind of crazy. What have you seen from effectiveness from Jadon Sancho? What have you seen?
Forget those shows that you watch here that say, listen, forget those shows you're on that say, it's Sancho. Like, broski, he's gone.
They're both
long
dead.
Gone.
Both of them are shit. Dead.
It weren't him.
You are not, it not weren't him. The question.
I just answered the question. You didn't listen.
I'm listening.
In the last 5 years, he's been one of the most productive wingers.
He came back to Dortmund. He came to Dortmund.
But just going in his career.
Football. What am I meant to go to?
Ridiculous, man.
That's ridiculous.
You said, what does he? What have I seen better?
No,
than
I'm
him?
Saying. You're saying the last five years. But I'm saying he's got a Premier League years, and what's he done, bro? In the Premier League, what is he?
How many times do you want?
In the Premier League, what has he done in the Premier League? Stop chatting, you man. You man are chatting.
Nah, you're gone, man.
Bro, that overhead kick alone is more than what my man's ever done.
He got to the final last year for Dortmund. What are you talking about? Last year,
bro. And what so did that they, little period? And did they buy him? Did they buy him? And they gave a shirt to someone else.
They couldn't afford him.
They could have bought him, bro.
Let me go.
Stop this, bro. You're moving mad. Freedom Sancho, move, bro.
All right, tuck it, boys. I got a Steve-O take. Steve-O said Aston Villa are the most disappointing team.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'm not going to.
Why do you keep denying?
I didn't say that because the word is important.
What did you say?
Steve-O, stop. No, everyone stop. No, you stop. We said pick a disappointing team. You said Villa.
You said them, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we said, how can you say they're not? How can you say they're disappointed? Then you argued that
right.
They were.
Are you ready? So let me, can I go? Yeah. Let me go. Uh-huh. Right. I said to you, you lot put Villa in the top four. Some of you even put them third, right? Some of you even put them first. So I said, the fact that they're now wherever they was, eighth, ninth, I said, that's quite disappointing.
But Villa are 5 points off fourth. So what, they are ninth, and that was my only point. That from ninth to fourth, it's a
hang
mad
about.
Team.
As I said, this was like the sixth team that I threw in. I said, how about these boys? That was exactly how I said it.
Yeah. Craig, Mitch and Scorcher said Andrew's the worst manager in the league.
I think that's a good take.
Lippy, you remind us how Scorcher told us.
I don't think I was here.
Didn't he say, bro, one old,
you
wait.
You locked off.
No, I remember how. I remember the whole story. How can I not? He said, I was in the studio with Chip and Tottenham were playing and we was making a remix. It's out December the 3rd. Full promo of the tune, yeah. And then he said, yeah. What did he say? He said something about...
He didn't finish his story.
Yeah, he didn't. But no, but one of the examples he used, which I thought was like, what? He said, because he don't play Brendan Johnson and Jed Spence together.
And then when he did, they lost, by the way.
Exactly,
to Forest.
I don't, because no, he's going to take down my song. Don't no. do it.
Hey, what is it? So there's no bad takes for me, innit? Fortnite.
No, bro, you look.
Fortnite.
I mean, all you do is come here and say grav, grav, grav. So there's no takes.
Hey, boys, can I say something? Before we carry on, yeah? I have a suggestion, yeah? We do an episode like this again, yeah? But everyone come with their own files, innit? Because I could think of ones on the top
on my
of
Twitter,
my head.
Man.
Do it.
Land
that
now
was
then.
Crazy.
Land
now then.
I've been saying Hoyland's meaty. I've been saying Amorim weren't the man for the job at United.
Yeah, but that,
right. I've said it.
Yeah, but that's not a mad thing. No one disagreed, bro.
When he walked in, I said, that guy ain't the man for the job.
Don't worry. Lippy, go on.
Yeah, we'll say with Andrew. So, yeah, Andrew's a joker.
Well, do you know what it is, yeah? Because he's Australian, I don't remember the last Australian coach I saw.
He was a teacher, bro.
The one, they play football, but with the sticks. You seen it?
Nah, that's Irish.
Aussie rules.
No,
that's not Aussie rules.
Aussie rules ain't
lacrosse,
got a stick.
But they got Aussie rules
that's
thing
Swiss.
As well. And I think he would be a good manager for that.
Didn't he used to be? No, I'm thinking of the MMA.
He started managing in 1996,
like
by the way.
But I know that they play that game where it's almost like Quidditch, but it's like...
It's lacrosse, bro.
It's lacrosse. Is that Australian?
No.
Emu war.
Emu war.
What's that?
Emu war, bro.
Emu war.
They had a war with emus.
They lost.
Hold on, what? Australians lost the war to emus.
Look at that. You can't war that. But in
what's an emu? Is that like a kangaroo ostrich?
I think birds are the worst animal to fight us, bro.
Ange Postecoglou is from a nation where they lost the war to an animal called emus. They actually lost the war.
We lose to any animal.
You know, but
that
you need
switches.
But you need to understand. You see Australia,
lose
yeah.
To any animals.
No,
that
but
switch.
I'm saying, look, you know, there's a lot of kangaroos, isn't it, like out there. But they lost it. The, if you're expecting to lose a war, you'd lose it to kangaroos, right? There's bear kangaroos over there, and there's bear. I think there's like eight kangaroos to like
but
a.
Not
every
all of
human.
Them are wham. Some of them are gyal.
Emus. Losing to an ostrich is mad.
No,
bro.
But bro, let me land. Let's know. But do you know what it is? You know birds were the original dinosaurs, innit? Mm. Or the world's. He's still here, bro. Have you seen an emu's foot? Mm. That's a dinosaur foot, bro. Yeah, that's a dinosaur. You can't fight
it's
that.
It's a velociraptor.
Bro. Yeah, bro. I swear down.
Talon. Also, you know about dinosaurs, innit?
They got an ankle.
That's his sports, like, what your thing dinosaurs is.
Don't do this, bro.
How?
You know what it is? You talk with so much. So ever since you've been top, yeah, you talk like you're the guy. It's embarrassing, bro. You can't just, don't know where it's come from. Even in the group, when the group goes, it's like, I told you, look, like,
I did.
Nah, he's a big I told you, man. Facts.
I am. Because you know why I'm a big I told you, man? Because I've been here, I've seen it.
What other wars have Australians lost?
Wait, hold on. KG, hold on. I just found out something important. The EMU war was planned by Sir George Pierce. I need to know if he was knighted before or after the war.
Wait, hold on. Because you know, that's the thing. You can't even communicate with EMUs, isn't it?
Second attempt.
So that's listen, a hero. Here's what I'm going to say, yeah? With war, obviously, even in war, yeah? Like, you communicate with the other side, innit? To work out when there's a ceasefire. There's ongoing talks. How the hell do you talk to an EMU?
They can't even fly, bro.
They can't fly and they ain't got arms. How are you losing to this guy?
Have you seen how Australia is? Like, Australia is... No, but it's big, yeah? And all the people live on the coast.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The animals won the war.
The middle.
Oh, yeah,
the middle.
So they got the most middle. Of the land. They left the coast.
So they've been pushed to the beaches.
No, how funny that is.
Everyone lives on the coast of Australia. That's true. That's true.
The middle, literally.
The middle's unhibited.
You lot are f***ed up over Australia too.
Nah, but it's only on the coast anyway, so we ain't gonna
bro,
see
look,
them.
This is a, look how the emu wars. They had helmets.
I'll be honest, if man was beefing birds, I'm not stepping out.
I'm not stepping.
Until this is done.
Hey, so you man, you man, see all them birds? Yeah, we're walking through Australia. We see that. What are we doing? Are we getting straight? Are we getting straight?
You don't know what to do. I know what to do, bro.
The thing is, they don't know they're warring you. That's what I'm saying. How do you lose a war?
All you gotta do, you see to that kind of bird. Just make no eye contact. Make yourself small. And just
Yeah.
You see with certain things, because I think it's gorillas. If you look a gorilla in the eye, it thinks.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah, you wanna do this. Yeah. But if you're just out there, it'll punch you in the face, everything. Yeah, yeah. You just
Alright, let's get back in the car.
Right, cool, yeah.
Is there a player anyone wants to give their flowers to?
Me.
Go on.
What?
Go on.
Remember this season? Remember I played, innit? Remember I done a little clip?
So hold on, are you the player that you want the flowers?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to give flowers.
Hold on.
Oh, he's going to give a big boy speech from Max Kilman or one of them man there. I want to give flowers to a player. Now, let me go first. I want to give flowers to a player. You mentioned that we usually disrespect him on here.
Mm.
His team are doing terrible and I love that, but... Jed Spence, I think is massively underrated.
Yeah,
I think
cold.
He's massively underrated. Been playing out of position on the left hand side, and he's been one of Tottenham's better players.
Cold.
I yeah, man. Say Mateta.
Wait,
you know?
It's going this way, bro.
Yeah, man, chill out.
Save
bro.
That though.
Type of.
No, what? No,
sorry,
save that.
Bro. I didn't know we had parliamentary proceedings.
Damn,
now.
Man.
I didn't know we had parliamentary proceedings now. Postcode. I thought it just goes like that, bro.
No, you got a postcode on your wrist.
Nah, that's my anniversary. You look like, man. But it's like the first.
Your anniversary. Your anniversary is a postcode.
My missus got the rest of it.
There you go.
Hey, I'm not laughing. Hey, I'm not loving.
It's a couple. I'll stand by this though. There's nothing you can say, bro. Let's go. What are we saying? Let the bullets fly.
Loving.
No, let the bullets fly.
You know
bro.
What I was saying actually.
Let the bullets fly.
I don't know enough married men.
Yeah, facts.
And then the next thing I thought is, oh, rah, that's mental. Wait.
Huh?
No, you can't say her. You can't say her. You didn't know until I said
I did it until you said her. That's what I clocked. That says, I don't know enough married men.
Do you know any married men?
The way you pronounce this.
You look, we're older, so you know married men, innit?
Huh? Nah, it's not mad. It's not mad. The way you said it is mad.
I know a few people that are married.
No, watch this. If I had a wedding, would you not be offended if you weren't invited?
No. Yeah, I would. No, do you know what? I wouldn't be offended.
If I'm not invited to the after bit, then like.
I just think, why, innit?
So you don't care about my wedding? You just
I wouldn't be offended.
No, but I understand you don't. I understand that the church bit, it might be just for family and they don't want the rowdy man them there. But the parties where you get there at 8, speeches are done. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, boy, it's flowers. Let's give flowers.
Sorry, flowers.
Too much man getting married.
Are you joking, mate? You're not going to ignore the pig war. It's a pig war.
Again, Australia had a pig
Hold
war.
On, who was this? Because if they lost...
I'll be honest here. You see, not enough's made of the war on animals.
If animals could speak... Oh, man.
Has any animal waged a war on us?
Yeah. Mosquitoes.
So what? Are we doing?
All right, go on. You want to give flowers to Gravin Birch?
I was going...
Give flowers to someone that's not from Liverpool.
Let him flow, man.
I can. It's, where is it? Like I said, I don't have to give the flowers to Grav because Grav's got the flowers because I give them, yeah, every weekend. But this is a player, yeah? I think he should start for the national team. I think
he doesn't.
Top. No.
Who, Gravenball?
No. This next player, Morgan Rogers. I think he's
wicked.
Tear. He's having a forward in that season. Got a little Champions League hat trick and all that. Top quality player.
That's true. Dean Huijsen.
Yeah, Bournemouth centre back.
Left back.
Missed the penalty though.
6.5, 6'5", sorry.
He's gone in the summer, definitely.
Has to be, innit?
Chris Wood, man. Chris Wood. Oh, I think he's gone sick this year.
He's gone mad, so.
He's had a Me Too season, innit?
Why are old men cold strikers this year?
I think they always have been, you know. I think, do you know what it is? I've got a theory. And you definitely be able to relate, yeah? Because, you know, before we was like 30 and approaching 30, we just saw all the 30-year-olds as media and old and rich. You get me? But now we're there, we can see that. These are actually the guys. And even if you look back.
Smart.
Christian Vieri, Rete, all these guys were bad boys when they were approaching 30.
It's true.
Suarez. So it's a myth. It's a myth.
That's
this
your
whole
peak. Late 20s, 30s, that's your peak.
His wingers die out early.
But why, to answer that question, like, yeah, about the forwards, it's because the older ones are like the old school forwards, isn't it? They're the last lot of
Jimenez,
the,
Wood.
Yeah, they're
Welbeck.
The old school. They play
big
the
boys,
old school between the posts.
Hold up, link up.
And it's just like what they say, oh, if Arsenal had a player that stayed there, they'd have more goals. And remember, every forward now wants to drop deep, go wide, and everyone wants to do this fancy stuff where you need, like, old school me. Black Raul, you know what I'm saying? In and around the box, Predator, you understand? Get Terminator, you understand? Bro, Predator.
I'd have to say Mateta. Obviously, he's mashed up my team, but everyone's team has dealt with my team this season. But the way this guy's playing, remember, he was someone that they no one was even rating.
Facts.
At one stage.
But last season, he was killing it as well, so that's why I gave him the That's why I gave him the
Yeah. So now he's not good.
He went to the Olympics. He went to the Olympics. Done well.
So now he's not good this season. He's had a good. He's having a very good season. Because you do a one season. No, but he can be a one season wonder. To do it again is impressive. And even now, even that the celebration thing is. I think he's got the best celebration in football at the moment.
What do you think of the Millwall fans?
That boo. You know when he kicks the crazy sound effect. Man, the only man to put a sound effect in the celebrations, Ronaldo.
What did he do? Boom.
He does the mad thing, then he kicks the corner flag, and then they go boom when he kick it.
Steve, what's your story?
Bro, that's, hey, yo. Compassion, man.
What?
Well, two men was explaining to us about the boom, the fans, boom, boom, boom.
I said that at
boom.
The end.
Still in the same.
I said that at the end.
You're just so rude.
Yeah, compassion.
Steve, what was your story?
He was saying the Millwall fans were wishing he was dead.
Hope
and
he dies.
Yeah, hope he dies.
He said that.
No,
they were singing that.
Who, Mateta?
Yeah, because
let him die.
And I heard they did something mad the other day. They racially abused the man's daughter. I'm being serious. They won't stop,
no,
man.
They fly kicked. The goalkeeper fly kicked Mateta in the face.
And he got he got stretchered, not to back room, straight into the ambulance.
What's their problem?
And you see one thing, yeah? Like, obviously, I'm a man that's like, no one deserves to get kicked in the face. You get what I'm saying, innit?
Is that what you believe?
I've always grown up saying that.
Most people have that belief still. More people have that belief.
Your rivals, bro. Like, can't expect them to, like, care. They don't care, bro.
Oh, yes.
A fly kick, though.
Let something happen to Son and see what the Arsenal fans are singing.
Well, let a man fly a kick man, innit? And you'll see what time it is.
Something happened to...
Even when I get up, it's dark.
Why is Lippy angry?
No, because you see, when I see a man get hurt like that, I just think, bro, like...
So where did he get him in his head?
Bro, he's got like a... Because this is what it is. We've played football for years. And I'd like to think a lot of the youths I'm playing against, yeah, I'm like, they're good youths compared to man. You know them ones. You know when you see youths fly in, them only bad man on the, them guys
on the pitch.
Good youths. As soon as you come on the pitch, you're mafia. Can't stand them kind of man, bro. Fly kick them boy then they're mouth rude.
Flowers? Flowers?
Yeah, flowers. It's your turn.
Yeah. I would say Curtis Jones for me. I think he's had a great season. Got into the Liverpool team when people probably didn't expect them to have a good midfield. Gravenport's shown up. Gravin Burke.
Gravin Burke.
Gravin Burke.
Gavin Birch.
As shown up when people didn't think he would show up, and then Curtis has shown up as well. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember when I said that he's similar to Dembele? Everyone laughed at me.
Who?
Gavin Birch. Remember, everyone laughed at me and I said
that
he's similar.
That should be one of the bad teams.
Yeah, it should be a bad team.
It should be one of the bad teams.
Nah, I don't think so. Because remember, I sent it back. I sent it to you when they were saying they could see the similarities. It's just a body
movement. Who said they could see it?
Some
online,
pundits.
Online.
So online, now on we're listening to online.
No, pundits. Now we're listening to online pundits, shows. Pundits.
It's fine.
I think it was like Van der Vaart.
It's fine.
But he's saying it's just how he pivots with the ball.
See what I'm saying?
Receives it, under pressure. It's all that, man. But obviously, non-footballers won't get it. You see what I'm saying?
I watched Chris Eubank and my man going back and forth, and I thought you've been training for something.
Yeah, I've been the egg thing.
Yeah, we've
been
training.
What are you training for?
We've been training.
I think I'm going to have a fight soon, man. This is what I mean about getting fly kicks in the head. Your head should be off the line. You should never be on that line. You see what I'm saying? Like, really, bam, if the foot goes over there, now you can whip in the uppercut straight off it and then the hook and pivot off that.
But to answer your question, yeah, we're looking.
Oh, yeah, are you going as well?
I'm managing him.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, just promoting.
How's it looking though? How are you looking? Are you ready?
I feel all right. I'm getting there, man. It's 1% a day, man.
Is there anyone you want to call out or?
Not yet. We don't want to call no one. Not yet. We'll see. We'll see who steps up.
Maybe now is the perfect time to do that Miles fight. Let's do the Miles fight, man.
You want Miles now?
Just may as well do the Miles fight.
That would be interesting at this point.
Oh, do you know what we should do? Dan versus from my left. All four of them.
Who's the fourth? Dazza. Oh, come on, man.
I got to fight Specs. I have to, bro. Phil 3V's to my left, bro.
If you add weight, you could fight Tico as well.
Nah. So why don't you go then?
Why don't you?
It wouldn't make sense. I'm too new. I'm too new in the beat.
It don't make sense. It was like, why are you fighting me? I'll be confused.
Are you crazy?
Like, bro, we don't even...
So hold on. So you're trying to tell me...
Someone signs for United this summer. What, when they play City, it's, oh, you lot.
No, but it's fresh.
Brother, you're here, bro.
I'm here.
Yes, you're here. So what are you going to do, bro? What are you going to do, bro?
Wait.
Don't put your hand down, bro.
I said I'm here, but you have to understand, there's other men at the table that need to get swinging.
Who?
Before me.
Who? Who?
Cool names.
It's not about that. It's about weight classes, bro. You're there for Tico.
For me, bro, that's the leader. That's their leader, bro. See, aye. I had to fight the captain.
KG,
stop this.
You are too big to duck.
I'm not ducking, bro. It makes no sense. Even when we're doing war of words, what am I saying? I don't even know what happened. I'll be there. I heard you was moving mad still. I heard, bro.
Get some confidence, man. Shut the fuck up.
No, don't worry. KG, who are you fighting on YouTube then?
Ooh.
Yeah, who would you fight?
Ah, I've called a few people out. Still.
Have you?
Yeah, remember I called out True Jordy. Now we.
But that's your brother.
I'll smack him up, bro. Fight him, bro. London V's mountain people.
You'd lose that, I reckon.
No. We got problems, innit?
No.
No, you can't want him. That's not even the same weight class. Problems.
No, that's mad. Bovi.
I don't know, man. Look at his belly.
The Bovi guy.
Bovi. That's not fair, bro.
Man City, Man United.
Yeah, but he's not out.
Bovi's hench, bro.
He's a big U. It's a big U.
Don't talk about Boovy.
Now, Boovy's my guy.
Don't talk about Boovy.
Why? Boovy, I just said he's my dog, though. Man, Boovy's my dog.
That's
man.
It. Like, there's no one. I'm a big guy, to be honest.
What?
Be
oh, real. My God. Is that what you're doing? You're moving like you got the belt. Are you not hearing how he's talking?
You don't want to fight. You don't want to fight. No celebs. No one.
No one what?
I'm 120. I weighed myself today.
120 kg?
I've gone down from 130, I was 130 before.
One sec. You're old school. You gave me what music you wear. What are you telling me you're 120? How much stones are you, bro?
No, I just weighed myself today, bro.
How much stones?
I don't even know what that is now.
You're like 18 stone.
18.
Maybe more.
18 stone. Yeah.
More, that's probably more.
Ford Fiesta.
No, what car are you? What car are you before? I get to, because if I'm a Ford Fiesta, you're a Fiat 500, bro. Don't try it. What car are you,
a
fam?
Smart car. Are small, a smart car. A smart car. Have some more respect. I'm a go car.
At least give the Mondeo, the long, like the pause on a
the Mondeo.
Now you're about to put your weight of a Ford Fiesta, bro.
Bro, stop this, bro. Or XR2, what are you doing? What's
no,
going
but
on?
Like,
Cosmo.
Bro, like, have you got a duvan bed, innit? You ain't got a bed on legs, innit? Your bed hasn't got legs in it.
I'll break it.
Yeah. Yeah.
120.
Yeah, I'm a heavy boy.
Going back to takes, I got a take that I said that I'm going to let you be the judge and jury, yeah? Can you take this email off the page, though, because I forgot what it said.
Bro.
So the take I said, Steve-O, is that Jude Bellingham now isn't first season Dele Alli.
Not as good as.
Jude Bellingham now?
Mm.
So the Jude Bellingham that hit the 20 goals, he hit 20 at
Real
Madrid.
When you said that, Jude was dropping stinkers.
But remember, my man hit 25 in the Prem, Dele.
No.
He did.
Look at
20.
Look at
he didn't hit 20. 25 all comps.
He hit like 18 or 16. 25
all comps.
There's no way he got 20 leads.
Steve, you're judging jury, though.
25 all comps.
But what are you actually saying? Are you saying he's better? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I'm saying the best Ali we've seen is better than the best Jude we've seen.
Is the best Dele Alli better than the best Jude Bellingham
that
we've seen?
Yes.
Nah, do you know what it is? But you're just thinking of goal. You're just thinking of the goals and that. Jude does a bit more, I think.
Man. I see what that position there, that 10, innit? I don't need my 10 crashing into people. I don't need that. I want elegant.
Sorry, what side do you fall on?
I feel that Bellingham is not the technique wise, and I think Ali was gone.
Oh, Ali's better. Oh, okay.
The best. So you're just to clarify, the best Ali is better than Jude Bellingham. The best version of Ali is better than Jude Bellingham.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't a part of being the best consistency as well?
And no, I just meant that season.
Yeah, but even how much goals did Jude get in his good season?
Bear.
When it 20 something.
Bear, yeah.
I know it's Spain and he's like, so it's
no,
different.
But it wasn't just Spain. It was Champions League. It was England.
Big moments.
But Dele was doing big moments, no?
Yeah, that too. In the worst team.
It's close. I think that's where we're at. I think it's close.
There was no Kane without Dele.
He played right behind Kane, innit? He didn't have to do anything else. He was like a second striker.
When he said it, I agreed. I agreed that Dele Alli's best was better than Jude Bellingham's best. Since then, Jude's been playing all right.
He's bested his best.
He's got better.
You lot been friends for so long, innit? You lot been friends for long, innit? So you stop telling each other when you're chatting. I know it. It's
okay.
Friendship.
Wait, so you disagree?
This is friendship. You man stop telling each other when you're chatting. You know when a man's like a bad dad.
No, where were you? Where are you then? So where are you? Where are you then?
He went watching football when Dele Alli was never
Jude,
in, man.
I'm saying Jude Bellingham. Look what he's doing, you can't compare it to Spurs.
You can compare it.
What do you mean? As in the pressure is different. The pressure is different. You can't compare anything Ali's done to what Jude Bellingham's doing.
That's
and even to go there, even to Real Madrid and be that guy. Come on, stop this. Remember when Modric went there and how it started for him? And then what he turned into? Come on, guys.
You know when you go on a rant, you sing.
Oh, he's a singer. He's a singer, you know? I swear down, he's a singer.
Yeah, no, but we can't compare.
You know, it does make sense, though. You can compare it, but your opinion is that he's better.
You can compare it.
Dele got 50 goals so quick. He was scoring goals for England. He was scoring goals in tournaments. I like KG's point about the different pressures, though.
Yeah, bro. And it's just different platforms, bro. It didn't matter.
Pressure at Dortman.
Go on, Lippy.
You man won't remember one result from that Dele Alli season. Yeah. Apart from maybe when he flicked it over the Watford man.
Crystal Palace.
And that was cold. But Jude, it, like you said, it's moments that are down in history, bro. It is, bro.
Maybe he should have took the moves that were offered to him, Dele Alli. I think maybe Tottenham just staying there killed his career.
He fell off a cliff, man.
Do you think if we asked the crowd to comment their worst take, they'll be honest enough?
Their worst take.
Yeah.
The crowd's worst take. Bro, no, man. These people are liars. They're liars, bro.
Hey, what stinker is everyone hiding? What stinker, like your take that you've had that you know?
I had a bad one.
Have you got like a stinker that you know?
I had one that's never been addressed. And you lot, it's literally never been addressed, bro. I said Haaland would struggle in the Prem.
I said that.
That's on God. Two move, though.
Yeah, but no, but I believed it, bro. I thought he'd score in that. Like, you see the season he's having now? I thought that would be him for his whole time here. Because if you eat a cake when it's just dough, it's a pudding. But if you wait till it's baked, it's a cake.
So basically what he's saying is sometimes takes need time to marinate.
Don't say it.
But unfortunately, your take ain't even cooked yet.
What? Haaland? He's struggling.
No, what I'm saying, what you just said there, if it's just the dough.
How long is the take valid for?
It depends on the take.
I think it depends on your friendship group.
Because if the crowd says something, they when are does, pricks best, right now.
When does it sell by date? When does it... If I say I take today, I think this. How long have I got?
Season.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what it is? I think football now, nah, man. Let's put it this way.
Why are you talking like that?
What? You all right? You just be silly.
Season.
Season.
Let me give you this example, yeah? Drogba, yeah? From the second he landed in the Prem, I said, this is one of the best strikers in the Prem.
Really?
Man, I show it. No, but I said, brother, 8 years later, 29 league goals.
Oh, I remember my worst take.
What, are you getting jumped me?
I remember my take. Oh, have you got a bad take?
No, I don't make them.
I knew it, bro.
You got your clip?
Yeah, I said,
my worst take was that Everton Lukaku was better than Kane.
Oh. Wow.
Why did you say that? Because Lukaku was at United. That's why.
Probably. No, Everton Lukaku.
No, but did you say it while Lukaku was at United?
No, while at United, Kane was cemented by then.
So why did you say it then?
Because when he was at Everton, I thought, oh, shit, no, Everton, he's at a worse team. Yeah, I thought, Kane's, Lukaku's better.
Lukaku was good, though. He was good.
I'm panicking.
I don't think I've got many bad takes, I'll be honest.
You lot are not honest on this show, bro.
I noticed him. I got bear.
I don't think. My biggest one might have been that I think Jude Bellingham is the most overrated player.
I still think this.
I got your worst take. What is it? Anything to do with Mason Mount. You owe me money. You owe me money about Mason Mount.
Yeah, but mine did the opposite. At the time, you know there's a player in there. But he just can't play.
It's expired, bro.
That take is now gone. But it's due to health issues.
As soon as we signed Ten Hag, I said, we're back.
Ain't even your worst thing. Let's be honest.
I've got more. But I'm saying that was up there. I said,
give it a
hold on. Yeah.
Double whammy.
Ooh, I've got some Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes is going to be better than De Bruyne.
I
said that.
Do you know what it is? You went mad.
I said, I got loads.
Oh, I had Pogba over De Bruyne.
I said loads of that. But then you know what's mad? I'm telling the truth. Look at the honesty here. You man are not being honest. So you man have never said in your YouTube history, that's the only bad thing you man have said.
It's Steve-O's turn to be honest now.
Here you go.
I would say one of, I've made many bad because I do stick my neck out. I would say.
Huh?
Nah, it's true.
I would say probably, What's the talent striker we got? Skamaka. I said that he was going to be the Premier League top goal scorer.
Why? Yeah.
No, but you, I don't even think you believed that.
Seriously.
You didn't believe it.
Yeah, I reckon he was a shooter.
Steve-O, you didn't believe that. You didn't believe it.
Yeah, he didn't believe it.
Proud. With that being said, comment your worst takes. Be honest. We're going to judge you, but it's football, innit?
Like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next week.
Feel free. Click the bell on everybody.